Now, I'm joined on the line by Laura Cullinan, and Laura is speaking on behalf of Childhood Cancer Ireland. And they have set up a new association with the LIA, and the LIA are a community of qualified finance professionals, and they're sort of giving people advice if they've been diagnosed with cancer, because as you know, cancer can be very, very costly. Laura, you're most welcome today.
Thanks very much for having us, Declan.
How did you come up with this idea?
So Declan, I'm the parent of a child that has gone through cancer twice, and you know, I speak to a lot of our own community, and we did a massive survey back in 2022, 2023 of our families, along with some work that was done through Children in Hospital Ireland and the Irish Cancer Society into the real cost of CAYA cancers, that's children, adolescent and young adult cancers. And what that survey found was the average cost to a family is about £15,000 per annum that a child is sick, but that doesn't include taking out your salaries when a family has to step out of work, jobs, etc. So it can be really, really taxing, and there is no support, nowhere to go to be able to navigate this on your own. And sometimes it can be even more costly to get professional and financial support. So we partnered with the LIA in bringing their expertise, their members' expertise, into supporting our families that are affected by childhood, adolescent and young adult cancers, also our survivors as well, and how they can navigate their finances in the short, medium and long term, making plans, you know, into the long term, into survivorship for their families. And it was really to ease the burden of trying to navigate this themselves, because we found in that survey that people were telling us that 10 years post-treatment, they were still affected financially from a childhood cancer diagnosis.
Good God, 10 years is an awful long time, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because most of us think like going through cancer is tough, and we think of people when they're going through cancer, but we actually don't actually think of the that sort of side of things, the financial side of things. You know, one person may not be able to work. In some situations, both parents may not be able to work.
That's true. And you have to remember that a childhood cancer or a CAYA cancer diagnosis normally impacts a family at the most costly time in their life. You know, the average age of a child that's diagnosed with cancer in Ireland is between 4 and 5 years of age. And that's generally when a family has started off, you know, they've bought their first house, they're just starting their family. So it's quite a costly time. You've got school, you've got college still yet to come. So you're only starting off on your financial journey. So it's very, very impactful to them, and it has a long-term effect, because even as I spoke to you before we came on to the show, my own daughter has had cancer twice, and I always kind of in my own head have to plan for her future as well, because I don't know what's down the line for her. And part of this program with the LIA will also help our survivors now navigate the new legislation that's come in about the right to be forgotten, whereby they can access insurance for mortgage protection, etc., which they weren't able to do before, which had a knock-on effect to them being able to borrow money for mortgages, etc. So, you know, all of that is all being looked at and navigated at the moment. So it's a really good time to bring in a programme like this to support families and survivors.
Absolutely. And who approached who?
So actually, we were knocking on the door of both the LIA and Brokers Ireland for the last 12 months, and they actually came and were more than delighted to work with us when we made the suggestion. So we're thrilled to have the LIA on board with us. We've been very lucky to have them.
And they're volunteering their time, aren't they?
They are. So we have a number of members of the LIA, qualified financial advisors and professional financial planners all around the country that are volunteering their time to give one-to-one financial advice to families and survivors of childhood, adolescent and young adult cancers. So you just need to contact us in the charity. You can do that via our website, which is www.childhoodcancer.ie. It's a quick form that you fill out on our website under our services, and we will then contact you and pair you with a financial advisor or a financial planner in your area to work with you. But the other thing is, if that's not the step you want to take and you're just looking for some information, we've also put a list of webinars together with the LIA and with the social work department in CHI at Crumlin to be able to help people navigate some of this themselves if they don't feel comfortable in going into a financial professional at the moment, or they just don't have the time to do that at the moment. So we have a resource pack that we can actually send out to our families to help them budget, to help them find information around tax credits that they may be entitled to, also information about insurance policies that they may have. That does give a little bit of child cover that they may not be aware that is there. So it is very much worthwhile getting in contact with the charity because we have an abundance of information there to be able to help people.
Now, Laura, if there's a sort of, if there is a GoFundMe page sort of attached, you know, sometimes there's lots of this happens and it's a great, great idea. I presume that doesn't interfere with what the LIA might want to do with you.
No, so this is more around your personal finances. You know, it's that stepping out of work. It's how you manage your day to day. With regards setting up a trust or something like that, again, the financial planner can speak to you about that and the obligations around setting up a possible trust if you're looking to fundraise for certain things. But again, that would be very much on an ad hoc basis. This is more to deal with helping the families with regards to their own personal financial implications from a childhood cancer diagnosis.
Okay, okay. And Laura, how is your daughter doing?
She's doing great. She's in school at the moment and she's doing really, really well. She's now 11 and she's a real little trooper and a warrior.
Like her mother.
I don't know about that, but I'm lucky to have her. You know, she's definitely, she opened up, in some ways it was tough, but in other ways she has really changed our priorities, if that makes sense.
Absolutely, absolutely. As I say, this partnership with the LIA sounds like an absolutely brilliant thing to have done. It's amazing nobody's ever thought of it before, but it sounds like an absolutely brilliant thing to have done. Laura Cullinan from the Childhood Cancer Ireland, thanks a million for that.
Thanks a million, Declan.